For NBA fans, Tony Parker is a household name, a 10-year veteran on one of the best teams in the league. Amadi Ndiaye is a little-known rookie on a team that loses far more often than it wins. What these two players have in common is they both grew up outside of the United States. Parker is fortunate to be playing for one of the National Basketball Association's best teams, the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs have won 4 NBA titles in the past 12 seasons and have high hopes for another one. Two-thirds through the season, they have the best record in the league, having won 84% of their games. On Saturday, here in the nation's capital, they scored a lopsided win over the struggling Washington Wizards. Although he scored the most points for the Spurs, Parker still credited the team.
It was a great team win. The team played great and everybody contributed, and so it was a great win.
He was drafted in 2001 when he was only 19 years old. In only his second season with San Antonio, the Spurs won their second NBA title. Their first came in 1999, and they added championships in 2005 and 2007 when Parker was named Most Valuable Player. Parker was born in Belgium to a Dutch mother and an African-American father, but he grew up in France where football is one of the most popular sports.
We grew up, you know, basketball was in our family. We was big Chicago Bulls fans because my dad is from Chicago. So we always played basketball since I grew up. You know, that was the main sport in the family.
Parker's father played professional basketball in Europe, and one of his two brothers currently plays in France. He says basketball is one of the reasons he loves living in the United States, and he's happy in San Antonio, Texas.
I feel very blessed. I feel very lucky, you know, to be in a great organization and a great team, and then this year we're having a great year.
While Parker is considered a veteran since he has been with the Spurs for about a decade, Amadi Ndiaye of the Washington Wizards is a rookie in the NBA, being drafted last year out of Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Played there for 4 years, got a communication degree out there. So.
A native of Senegal, Ndiaye is 2.1 meters tall and recently celebrated his 24th birthday. The Wizards have won only 27% of their games this season. But the rookie is still upbeat.
Well, it's tough. It's very tough for the whole team and for me, you know. I just came back from the D-League. I try to help these guys as much as possible. I practice and things. And seeing us lose this hard, we got to pick it up real quick because we got to move on. We got one tomorrow. Hopefully, we will get together and come in ready.
Ndiaye was born in Dakar, but says he spent a lot of time in Sali Portugal and Gaparu. Two resort towns with scores of hotels and luxury residences spread along their beaches. He credits one person called Babacar Sy for not only teaching him the basics in basketball when he was 15, but also finding him a scholarship at a high school in California. He would later get another scholarship to Rutgers, where he played for 4 years and eventually earned a communications degree. Although playing in the NBA is a dream come true, he says there are some tough moments as well.
It's pretty tough not having a family around, not having the people that you know and love around you and everything. I know I'm here for a reason, and it's for a bigger thing. It's not just for me or my family. I got bigger things like the whole country behind and people supporting me all over the place. So it's a little tough in a way, but at the same time, it's rewarding knowing that I'm working hard for a reason.
Jay and Parker are following in a long tradition of foreign-born NBA players. Henry Biasati of Italy is credited with being the first international player in the league in 1946. But in 1992, the year of the original U.S. Olympic Dream Team, the NBA had only 21 international players on its rosters. Today, that number has tripled to 20% of all NBA players who represent 40 countries. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.